Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Go into the phone calls. Talk to Tom in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hello?
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was just wondering, you remember that time travel video that I talked about that I saw on YouTube from the Discovery Channel, whatever, remember?
I don't remember, but maybe you could recap it for anybody else that doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you know the one where I said you could theoretically make a time machine that if you turn on and leave on for a certain amount of time, you could go back in time as far as to the point where you turned it on, remember?
Oh, yes, that's right. I do recall that.
Yeah, I just sent you you and Mark the link on your Facebook account. Did you ever receive them? Just curious.
I barely even check that Facebook account kind of thing. It's just there really for me for marketing the show. If people want to be my little internet buddy, they can.
The only thing I do with Facebook is I click confirm on new friends. That's all I do.
Best thing to get a hold of us is send emails.
Oh well, I sent it because I just looked at it again and I found. And at the beginning, I remembered something that I should have mentioned before, but I've forgotten. They said that it was theoretically possible to travel faster than the speed of light because there was a guy that demonstrated by putting a spoon in his coffee and then twirling it around. And then when he got the spoon out, of course, the coffee twirls like a whirlpool, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he puts a coffee bean inside it, and the coffee bean is carried by the whirlpool in a circle. So what he's saying is the coffee could be space. So if you move space, then you could be carried with space. So you can theoretically go faster than light.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's an interesting example, and there have been actual scientific experiments that are also alleging similar things, that it is possible to travel faster than the speed of light. So interesting nonetheless. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Wait.
Hmm?
Hello?
Hey, what's what now?
Oh, am I over yet?
You're getting there. What was your point? You said, whoa, so I'm holding you on. What's your point?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to talk about mainly something else. That was just like the beginning. I heard something on the news about some two murderers on death row who were convicted for raping and murdering brutally two teenagers in the early 90s. Did you hear about this?
I'm sure it's happened. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, there's a specific case. This is about international law. Well, because they were illegal aliens and... they did not understand something apparently in the trial, which and therefore Mexico, as in the country, is saying that it's not fair that they should get another trial. And because of that, they sued America in the International Court of Justice, which I had no idea that you can do that. I had no idea a country could sue another country. And President Bush is oddly, because he's the death penalty king, he is actually supporting the international ruling, which agreed with Mexico that they should get a new trial. And that's odd for him because, you know, I thought he would love the death penalty, but he's with the international court on this one. And other people are saying, no, it would violate our sovereignty or whatever. No, the international people, they don't have anything over us. We should just listen to our own laws. So what do you think about international law versus, you know, domestic?
I don't know.
I'm of the opinion that the United States of America should be able to set its own laws and those and you know, whatever the foreigners have to say about our criminal justice system stinks. I am completely against the death penalty. I'll be for the death penalty the day that humans are perfect, which, of course, is the day that we don't need it. You know, over 100 people have been released from death row since we reinstituted the death penalty in 1971.
Yeah, I used to be against it, but then I heard in the book Freedomnomics, which is a rebuttal to Freakonomics, that the death penalty does deter murder, apparently, because it was a core...
I could care less if the death penalty deters murder. The fact is there are innocent people that have been put to death over the years, and that's not right at all.
Well, yeah, of course, and I think it should be heavily reformed. Like, I think that there should be this kind of council, this assembly of, like, 100 selected people.
But those 100 selected people can still be wrong.
Wait, hold on. No, okay, so what they would do is, before considering the death penalty... the state would have to try to make sure as possible that there is absolutely no doubt to guilt. So in front of these 100 academics or whatever who know as much about the case as possible, they would make them take a vote. And if a single one of these 100 specially selected people says there is a doubt to this person's guilt, then they cannot be considered for the death penalty. Then
I think it's an awful idea.
When you convene this council and you have them preside over these things, since they're so smart and wise and just and pure, why don't they just run the rest of our lives, too?
Well, no. Well, that's ridiculous. But I'm saying just
so is the idea that they should be able to decide if a man lives or dies. I understand maybe the death penalty is statistically a deterrent. I don't see how the death penalty is somehow a deterrent over life in prison. Having spent a bit of time in prison myself, I can tell you the whole idea of life in prison stinks. And people commit suicide there. So apparently they think life in prison is worse than death.
Yeah, but I heard just from the statistics about the counties in Texas that were using it most, had the biggest drop in crime in the 90s, which is had the big drop in crime in the 90s, the famous drop in crime.
Again, means to the end, man. I think it's a barbaric.
And you're believing the word of one author.
It's a barbaric means to an end. I think we need to be a little bit more humane. And in addition, I think that also if you put someone to death, then they can never provide any sort of restitution to the family. I think that what we need to do is move toward a system of restitution where if someone is convicted of a horrible crime or murder or even something lightweight, the victim gets paid back to some extent. Now, obviously, you can't put a real price on somebody's life necessarily, but it'd be better to send that family something rather than nothing at all, which is what they get from the death penalty.
Right, they go to jail and they rot.
Right. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, look, I understand that the people, the family members that are having their lives affected, and it's not just the family, it's business people too. You know, if you're murdered, then you can't show up at work the next day, and if you are really critical part of the business that you work for, then they're in a tough time, they're in a bind, and they're out money too. So restitution should not only be paid to the family, but restitution should also be paid to anybody else that had any business dealings with you that you ruined by the fact that you murdered somebody. And taking somebody away from their life in punishment doesn't do anything to make the victims whole again. Yeah, I know people will say that, well, I'd feel great if that person got put to death. Would you really? Would you really? You think that if the killer was put to death, that you'd all of a sudden be over and done with your mourning process?
They're still going to hate them, and you know, there's nothing you can do to, you know,
might as well hate them while you're cashing a check from them.
You can electrocute the person. You can lethal inject them. You can hang them. You can cut them in little pieces. You can burn those little pieces and take them to the farthest, worst corners of the earth. And the people that you know, who are close to the person that person murdered are still going to hate that individual, mm-hmm. and they're still going to feel
nightmares.
Pain over it all.
Sure, you're still going to have nightmares about it. You're still going to be missing an important part of your life, whether it be your spouse, whether it be your children, whether it be a mother or father or another loved one. This is somebody who was an important part of your life, and they're now gone. They've been removed from your life because of the actions of another individual. If you think that again killing that person is going to make everything all right, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself with an emotional, essentially. A very emotional response. It's to some level of denial.
I think it's fine with me if people that are guilty of murder get killed. It's just that there's no way that we're ever going to get it right because we're fallible, and so we shouldn't take this final level of final level of punishment.
Well, what Tom was advocating there was essentially a utilitarian response. He was saying that, well, according to this book, which was written by John Lott, and he's great on guns. I mean, he's great on guns. Doesn't mean he's right about everything. In the book, it claims that these Texas counties have got lower rates of murder after these people have been sent to death row, that people have been put to death, and so therefore it's a deterrent, and therefore we should do this. But again, that's just the greatest good for the greatest number, and that's utilitarianism. Whereas your cost on that is the fact that innocent people are going to lose their lives because they were wrongfully convicted. Maybe there was an overzealous prosecutor. They just picked somebody off the street in order to frame them for a crime. Who knows what the issues were? There have been, as you said, over 100 people that have come off of death row in the last 20 or 30 years. And they've been completely vindicated, completely exonerated from the crimes they were alleged to have committed. It's bad enough that they spent 10 or 15 years in prison, but at least they're out now, and they can live the rest of their lives. Those other people that have already been put to death, we have no way of knowing how many of those people were innocent. Inevitably, there are some of them that were. And it's tragic. How dare you want to put someone to death who's an innocent man for the future prospect of having less murder?
The question you have to ask yourself if you support the death penalty is, how many people am I willing to kill to keep this death penalty thing around?
Innocent people. 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk the death penalty or immigration or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you, as always, can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. Enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Darn comfy, too.
Yes, indeed. I like mine. To the phones, to the fun. Talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
I want to point out an inconsistency in your position.
Great. Okay, sure.
Yeah, you say that you don't want to execute anybody because you lose an innocent life in X number of cases, which I agree with that. I'm also anti-death penalty.
Okay.
On the same notion, though, you say that you want to abort a fetus simply because you think that, in your opinion, their life may be miserable because somebody don't love them or whatever.
No.
Or they're going to have a rough life. So
I don't think I've taken, I haven't taken that stance, Gene. My stance is that I believe that prohibiting things drives it into the black market and creates all kinds of awful, extraneous activities.
You know that I am the Christian anarchist.
Yes.
So I also do not want to prohibit abortion.
Right.
You know, that is not my stance. I can't say it's never been my stance because I've changed my views over time.
Me too.
But my stance is not that I would prohibit abortion. But to say that abortion is okay because you think that that potential human being, that potential child, will have a rough life, so therefore you're going to condemn them to death. And then at the same time, you say that you don't support the death penalty because 1 out of 100 may be innocent is inconsistent. Those two positions.
If I did say that, that would be inconsistent. What I said was, for the caller, Eddie, who called in, was I asked him, where are his adopted/foster children? If he's so concerned about this particular, abortion, this particular activity, this atrocity that's going on, what is he doing about it? I think
it doesn't matter. The position is that if you're killing a life because of the fact that the woman thinks that they don't want the child and they don't want to raise the child, and somebody has made a judgment that the life of that child is not worthy for some reason, therefore they're going to kill it. That position is exactly the same as promoting the death penalty. So I don't see how one can have one position.
First of all, I don't know if it is the exact same position, but maybe you're referring to what I said on the show, not necessarily what Mark said, in which case I think that, it is the woman's choice to decide.
That it's the woman's choice to decide, but she is murdering that child. So
well, that's what we're going to disagree
child.
On, Gene. You say it's murder. I say the child never had a life in the first place. So,
you can't say that the child never had a life in the first place because you haven't seen that child grow to fruition. If you saw the child grow to fruition, you saw the end result, okay, he's an alcoholic in the gutter at age 35, then you can say, yeah, I was right, he should have been aborted. But you cannot go back then and abort him 30 years prior to that. He could also grow up to become a Nobel Prize-winning author.
He could very well. And, there could be all kinds of, you can make arguments like, for instance, when every man self-pleasures himself, there are billions, millions and billions of little spermies that are never going to make it to have the life of their own that they deserve. I mean, isn't that a tragedy, too?
If that is your position, then you shouldn't be self-pleasuring yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm asking you what you think. Do you think that's a tragedy, too, every time a man self-pleasures?
Because I think that it's when the egg and the sperm meet, that's when life occurs, because that's when it starts multiplying and dividing, and it has a potential of continuing its life and reproducing. Until that time, a sperm can't reproduce, an egg can't reproduce.
Right.
So, therefore, the two of them are not life forms. They are simply the pre-life.
Right. Well,
but
likely what you've done
together,
at this point, Gene, is to descend us into talk radio hell so that we're probably going to have to spend the rest of the show talking about abortion with people who disagree with you. But
I do my part. I do the best I can for you guys, so good luck and have fun with it.
All right, Gene, thanks for the call. I'm glad we agree. I'm glad we agree with Gene that abortion shouldn't be prohibited. I'm glad he understands that because it's really important. Because if you do prohibit abortion, then it goes underground. It becomes dangerous. It's not going to go away. It's just going to become very, very dangerous and expensive.
It's certainly not going to stop. We have history to prove that, in fact, women will want abortions badly enough that they will continue to get them.
Absolutely. And, look, I don't think that it's necessarily that the woman thinks that her son is going to grow up to be an alcoholic. I just think that she thinks that, in many cases,
she can't take care of him. That's
she
all.
may think that it's just not the right time. That, you know, this is not the right time in my life to do this. And I would, if I'm going to have a child, I would rather have a child when I am ready to have the child, not when some rules of society dictate that I must have the child. And the fact is, people make mistakes. You know, the condoms break, the birth control doesn't work all the time. Things happen and pregnancies happen. Many people were unwanted. Julia was an unwanted pregnancy. Obviously, I'm glad they had her, but if they hadn't had her, I never would have known she was out there in the first place. So, you know, the whole argument that there's all this untapped potential out there that has been flushed down the drain because of abortions, it may be true. You know, the babies that have been aborted, the fetuses that have been aborted over time, may indeed have grown to do wonderful things, and they might have grown to do awful, tyrannical things at the same time. It's completely unpredictable, and there's no way to know what they would have done with their lives. The fact is, they didn't have the opportunity to have them, and that was a decision that was in the hands of the mother, and it will continue to be in the hands of the mother, and so I don't really even know what the issue is here. I mean, really, what is the issue with abortion? Some people want to stop it. Okay, great. You can't.
Right. That is not your option. You do not have the option of actually stopping abortions from occurring. You have the option of outlawing them, in which case we'll put our young talented doctors in jail for performing these things, and we'll put our young, full of potential women in jail for having them.
Talk about destroying potential. Talk about destroying real life potential.
Talk about destroying life and society and all these other things. Do we really want that? I don't want it. I certainly do not want to pay for this.
I don't want a war on abortion. No thanks.
So please don't wave guns in my face and make me pay to incarcerate doctors and young women.
So,
do I think abortion's right? No, I do not. I will unequivocally tell you that I believe that in most cases, abortion is the wrong thing to do.
You did say in most cases.
In most cases. That you can put the child up for adoption, that they're especially if the child is white and that it's going to be a baby adoption, people will want it. Once the child enters the sort of foster orphan situation, it gets very tough. And that's what my problem is with people that are against abortion. Hey, if you care so deeply about this subject, get out there and adopt a foster child, because then the system will take better care of the ones that would be open. You're clearing the path for abortion to be against, immoral.
800-259-9231. Hopefully you'll want to talk about something else, but you can talk about this issue. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. On the way, otherwise we will talk about Northern California farmers. They're pretty upset over this immigration issue, and it might not be for the reasons you're expecting. It's Free Talk Live.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth. Just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation.
Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Toll free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you and Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are the totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners and the bulletin board system. Bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts, serious issues and fun stuff all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. In fact, Gene, the Christian anarchist who we were just talking with on the phones, is also one of our BBS participants, so you can talk to Gene. He's there for you. Lots of people are there, over 1,700 participants. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Northern California, San Jose, as a matter of fact. NBC 11 reporting that farmers in and around Northern California are starting to feel the pinch from tighter border security and visa requirements. Some farmers told NBC 11's Daniel Garza they expect some of their fields to remain unpicked. They said the illegal immigrant workers they've depended on to pick their fields are no longer crossing the border because of tighter security at the border. Now, I think they're exaggerating a little bit. Obviously, people are still crossing the border.
Sure.
But they're saying they're seeing a difference. They're saying they're seeing a slowdown. And some say they believe their fields will end up filled with rotting produce. The Bush administration has learned of the possible loss of millions of dollars for thousands of farmers throughout the country and is attempting to loosen visa requirements for workers. However, the farmers told Garza the attempt is too little, too late. Now, it's interesting the farmers are saying this because if you listen to the anti-immigration zealots out there, they will tell you that, well, if they were just given the opportunity, white people or Americans would line up to take these jobs.
It's absolutely true, though, Ian. I would take a job picking fruit or vegetables or whatever there in Northern California. It's San Jose. It could be near Castroville. They could be picking artichokes. Whatever. I will pick artichokes for $160,000 a year.
Not going to do it. Right. They're not going to pay that.
That's really the issue. Because
then those would be $20
artichokes. It's not that the Americans won't do the job. It's that they won't do the job for the price that the illegal immigrants will. Essentially, this illegal immigrant status we put on these people turns them into slave labor because they can't quit these jobs and go work for someone else because the employer might turn them into ICE or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's a general statement. It's not even necessarily true. You're presuming that all of these employers are awful people and they wouldn't let these guys quit.
Well, and if they do let them quit and they go to the next employer, I mean, at some point or another, you're motivating these employers to be bad, despotic
people.
That
much is true. The motivations and the incentives are there for that. But nonetheless, if they're saying they can't get people to pick the plants, the fruit, then, again, that just flies right in the face of the argument that these anti-immigrant zealots claim that, the only reason that we're not working is because of the illegal immigrants. Well, where are you guys? Why aren't the regular Americans, legal Americans, lining up in droves to get all these wonderful farm jobs? Oh, wait, no one really wants to be out there in the hot sun for 12 hours a day picking fruit. The president has blamed Congress for failing to come up with acceptable new immigration laws. Experts expect the impact on agribusiness to affect Americans' pocketbooks. Working in the fields is a hard job that few will do, according to Pete Aiello of Usagi Farms in Gilroy. He says, we'll have guys out in the field as early as 5 o'clock in the morning, and the last guys won't leave the field until 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
They've got families to feed, man. It doesn't matter whether those families are in the United States or whether they're in Mexico. They have people that care about them, that they need to take care of.
Growers said not only is the supply of workers getting smaller, but the federal guest worker program, known as the H-2A visa, is too time-consuming. It says when you submit an application...
It's a heck of a lot easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to fill out than it is to climb that mountain of paperwork.
But wait a minute, he's not talking about it being too time-consuming necessarily for the immigrant, although it is. He's talking about it from a business perspective.
Oh, really?
He's saying when you submit an application, oftentimes they can't turn it around for 2 or 3 months, and
they won't because they're bureaucrats and they're slow.
Right. And by then, half of our harvest season is gone, said Aiello. So this was that, remember that that guest worker program where essentially the Hispanics or the immigrants were to come in and team up with a company that was going to sponsor them in.
Sure.
You know, they'd become essentially almost a slave to the company, but not quite. It's like a slave.
Didn't we
with
predict
government.
That this was going to happen, that the bureaucrats were going to be too slow and unresponsive? And
it's a safe prediction. I don't know if we specifically predicted this one, but a White House spokesbureaucrat said it's important for the farm sector to have access to labor. And the farmer says, I'm really happy the government is about to raise an eyebrow about the situation. Unfortunately, by the time they actually sit down and put their noses to the grindstone and try to implement something, that could be years down the road before it's finally done. The owner of JJ&F Food Store, John Garcia, said in the long run, consumers will feel the impact of fewer farm workers. He says, supply is going to be down. Demand is going to be up. It's going to increase, and it's going to increase
sure.
a lot.
We're all going to pay for it. For this whole, we're going to keep America for Americans, we got to cut down this cheap labor, they're taking our jobs, all that crap, we're all going to have to pay for it in the grocery store.
Of course, the other solution, as some of the California farmers are determining, is to just move the farm. You know, you can't find people to work here in America, well, move it down south. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've already started doing that.
They're outsourcing the jobs. They're taking them out of the country and moving them to Mexico.
Right.
If you want Mexicans to work on your farm and the Americans won't let the Mexicans in, well, let's move it to Mexico with Mexicans
on. Right. What some Americans don't seem to understand is that business owners do not have an obligation to offer you a job in the first place. They get all upset. They're stealing our jobs.
It's not your job.
Right. It's not your job. It's not America's job. It's their job. It's the business owner's job that they're offering up. And if they're not able to do their business in the way they want to do their business by whatever laws and absurd government rules and regulations have been passed, they're going to throw in the towel, and they're going to go somewhere else. They'll take their jobs to some other country that appreciates their business, that appreciates the fact that they want to do business in their country. And that's why people have been moving their businesses elsewhere. That's why phones are answered in India. That's why farms are going down to Mexico. That's why products are being manufactured in China. Because American politicians want to continue to control American businessmen. And American businessmen, they've all got their line in the sand. All of them have, you know, they all love America. This is where they were born and raised, many of them, unless they're immigrants. And there are a lot of immigrant businessmen and entrepreneurs. But for the ones that were born and raised here, obviously they feel some sort of allegiance to America. They feel some sort of allegiance to their fellow man within close geographical proximity to them. But if the other fellow men in close geographical proximity, calling themselves government, seems hell-bent on stopping these businessmen and entrepreneurs from offering the jobs, they'll go somewhere else, just like they've been doing for decades and will continue to do. And all the while, Americans will cry their eyes out about outsourcing.
The terrible companies, the corporations, they're trying to ruin America. And you know,
they're trying to ruin America by bringing you lower-priced products and services. That's what they're
trying to do.
Because
Americans won't pay otherwise. They can't compete with the labor.
I don't want to pay $5 for an apple.
Right. They can't compete with the labor that it costs. And then, you know, with what it costs in other countries. You got a choice of California oranges or Brazilian oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to put huge tariffs on Brazil. And then they're going to send their oranges someplace else.
It's madness. It really is just absolute madness.
We need to keep the government out of people's businesses.
And your personal life. Really, the government just needs to step away. They're the ones that are creating the problems in the first place. And the real issue is that American people, they keep looking to the government for the solution.
We've been told. We've been told all along that this is what's going to fix it.
Well, they lied to you all along. And they continue to lie to you. And it's amazing that people continue to believe them. So that's what we're trying to do here, is be a little iconoclastic, maybe throw some of these issues up in your face, get you to think about them in a way that you might not have necessarily thought about them had you listened to Rush Limbaugh or Al Franken or one of the other lefties or righties out there.
Right, because they just support the government in their own way.
Sure.
Either way, it's the same thing. If, you know, the lefties think that the government's going to solve the social problems of the world, that they can take care of the poor people, that they can actually eliminate poverty, that they can do any of these things, and they can't. Or they can't
not
do
by
it,
force.
Not, they can't do it efficiently.
Right. Not with government programs.
And, you know, Rush somehow thinks that the army can make the world safe. It can go out there and it can eliminate this radical Muslim problem. Well,
it's helping recruit new ones is what it's doing.
I'm sorry. The army's just the Republicans' version of welfare.
800-259-9231. Immigration, whatever's on your mind, you bring it up. We'll talk to you about it. Only moments remain. We'll also give you an update on two stories. The latest on the Ed Brown situation and the latest on Brett Darrow, the young man who recorded a police officer going off the handle. We'll find out how the police have been harassing him here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners.
The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. Sinkle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even some other products that don't even have our logo on them that we just thought were pretty cool. I think the most popular merchandise has to be the Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies. Very nice quality merchandise. I think you're going to be pleased. Everybody's been pleased with that stuff so far. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can also learn about how to get a free bumper sticker. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to Monica calling from Texas. Hello, Monica.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Cool. I just wanted to get back to the email that you brought up earlier in the show about the Child Protective Services.
Yeah. Yeah, just to recap, one of our listeners, he's got, I guess, some family internal problems. One family member has called CPS on another family member, and it's, of course, thrown everything into turmoil. What did you have to say?
Well, I had a story to share, and I really wanted to hear some other people's opinions on this because this is a problem that's, you know, becoming more apparent in our society. You know, it's not just family members, but just busybodies, nosy people trying to interfere with the way that, you know, you raise your kids, right? It could be someone that you don't even know who saw you drive away, took down your license plate number, and then reported you, right?
Very well could be.
So when I was in second grade, you know, the counselor for the school came in and introduced himself, and over the period of about, like, 2 or 3 weeks, or the entire semester, really, or the entire school period, because they basically solicited information, like tried to get the kids to rat out their parents, right?
Wow. About what, specifically?
About, well, you know, do your parents ever, you know, hit you, touch you, like, how many times, you know, do they beat you, whatever?
So they're out there doing, they're proselytizing, they're doing outside sales, trying to find new parents to go torture.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you know, this was some decades ago, and, you know, it's only gotten worse. Now Congress is trying to pass, you know, mandatory mental health screening for all, you know, public school children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
And I really want to know, how do you protect yourself from these people?
You don't let your kids get into their clutches in the first place.
But how do you protect yourself from, you know, the arbitrary influences of busybodies just in society?
Well, I mean, from all busybodies, then you just, I mean, the only way to protect yourself in that way would be to make yourself as anonymous as possible, and that's not very, you know, that's certainly not a very social thing to do. I would say you just need to be as careful as possible who you associate with other liberty-minded people if possible. That way, busybodies can't get to know you.
Do you know of any ways to actually, you know, combat kind of a fraudulent CPS investigation like that?
God, I can't imagine. At that point, combating it, you're essentially talking taking it to court, and you know, Child Protective Services decides that you're a person of interest, and they can do whatever they want to your family, and you know, you've got to prove yourself innocent.
I think the only way to combat this beyond just, you know, associating with the with people that you trust is to get to the Free State, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and work to repeal Child Protective Services. Work to put the protection of children in the hands of volunteers and people in charities that actually care about kids instead of these bureaucrats that I'm sure some of them care, but a lot of them are just, you know, heartless bureaucrats, and they are ruining people's lives. They're running roughshod over families, and it's all based on, much of it is all based on nothing more than simple accusation. Really, the system's going to have to change, and that is going to require a lot of work. Otherwise, the only way to do it would be to avoid the system as much as possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a lackluster solution, like you said, because it kind of forces you to not be social, right, where you would like to be, but
sure.
Anyway,
you can always not have kids too. I mean, that's one way to insulate yourself from
that's
it.
That's Ian's little solution.
Yeah, and actually, that's been one of the primary concerns. You know, that's been a thing that, you know, really weighs on my mind. It's like, do you want to bring a kid into a world where
Child Protective Services does not intervene in most people's lives?
But when they do, your whole life is turned upside down, Mark.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
When they do, you can't escape it.
And it can be for the most innocuous of reasons. Your neighbor just might not like the way you painted your house, or they may have some issue with you that you don't even know about. They could call and stitch you out.
They could call and stitch you out over anything. Your dog, they could, you know, the cops can pull you over for a broken light. I don't see any reason to avoid having children over the fact that the bureaucrats might come after you for the child. They might come after you for anything. They might come to your house and cut down your orange tree because it has canker on it.
But then at least they're coming after me and not an innocent child. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I think that about answers it, so I'm going to get off the line and thanks.
Thank you, Monica. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ken in Tennessee. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Good show.
Thanks. What's up?
I just wanted to say a couple of things that I had seen recently in the news, and kind of just without saying which way I go on it, or even without interruption. But
okay. I guarantee you that. Yeah.
the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, I'm sure I butchered that.
Yep.
Has said now that we didn't really understand his comment about homosexuals. So even he seems to be worried about the PC police. I just thought that was... I just laughed out loud when I saw that.
Well, he knows that he hurt some of his, the people in the United States would be more sympathetic towards him. He knows that he hurt that base to some extent by saying, we just don't have...
But I just thought, you know, now he's worried about the PC police.
All right.
Anyway, and about a week ago on CNBC, and I don't remember all the context, but I'll just summarize. They were talking about Congress's effort to prohibit taxation of the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean, you know, you had to pay a tax to use it, but sales tax and stuff like that.
Right.
But one of the arguments was that it was just going to be really expensive for businesses to keep track of all this stuff, and that's always been the argument.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, CNBC then had a guy come on, and he talked about it, and then he said, well, it shouldn't be too bad. It's just $3 a should be just about $3 a month. Like, oh, don't worry about new taxes. It's only $3.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
Well, and this is on CNBC, which is generally pretty, you know, conservative.
Hmm. Well, that's where it starts. They might start it at $3 a month, and then it can go to
$13. Yeah, well, there's $2 here, and there's a dollar there, and there's 85 cents here.
You know, that's how they started the income tax way back in 1913. Well, they were just going to put it on the richest people, and it was just going to be a little bit, and it was going to be temporary and all that other stuff.
Ken, you're right, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. I think he's wrong about something, though.
What's that?
And that was that they are considering an internet... He was right that they are considering internet sales tax, but they're also considering an internet consumption tax, meaning that if you look at your cable modem or DSL bill right now, there's no line for federal tax. There is on your cable bill, but not the actual cable modem portion. They're talking about having an internet access tax, like you have a cell phone tax or five cell phone taxes. I think is what there's so many cell phone taxes. It's the local tax and the state tax and the federal tax and the other federal tax. So that's what we're talking about here. They are actually, that's why he mentioned $3 a month. It would be something like that on your internet bill. So instead of paying $49.99, you'd be paying, you know, $52 or $52.99 or something like that. So yes, they are looking at taxing internet access as well as internet sales tax.
So that would just be broadband, likely, because they couldn't really, you know,
they could do it on the dial-up, too.
How could they do it on dial-up? They don't know if you have dial-up.
Sure they do. There are dial-up internet service providers out there. What do you mean they don't know?
Oh, so they would tax the service provider.
It would be just like any other business that is responsible for collecting taxes for the government. They would all of a sudden issue letters to every internet service provider out there or whatever.
I was just thinking it was based on the equipment. I didn't jump quickly
enough. They'd issue letters out, and they'd say, you must now pay, starting in January of 2008, you must now collect taxes for this internet service by penalty of law.
Because we, the government, created the internet for you, and you therefore should pay us.
Yes. Nonsense.
Garbage.
We'll talk more tomorrow about the Brett Darrow case. He's the young man that was driving around, had a camera mounted in his car, and caught a cop just going off. A cop claiming he was just going to charge him with all kinds of made-up crap. You remember that story?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Turns out the cops have been stalking him.
Of course.
Well, we'll get
hurt
to that.
One of their own, you
we'll
know?
Get to that tomorrow.
The blue team.
In the meantime, quick update from Concord, New Hampshire. A convicted New Hampshire tax evader is now at his new home, a federal prison in Ohio. Stephen Monnier, the U.S. Marshal for New Hampshire, says Ed Brown of Plainfield arrived earlier today at the low-security federal corrections institution in Elkton, Ohio. He says Brown had not spent any time in a New Hampshire jail since being arrested, but had been at undisclosed locations under the watch of the marshal's deputies en route to prison. Elaine, his wife, had begun serving her sentence earlier this week at a federal correction institution in Danbury, Connecticut, which is a minimum security prison for women. So, update there on the Browns. They are now apparently at their final destination, the federal minimum security prisons. Hopefully they're okay. Hopefully they weren't roughed up too much. I don't think anybody on our side has actually been able to talk to them, but it's good to know that they're still alive. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.